Man in charge of the early morning action. I'm trying to be mellow for the Christmas season. They've asked me to be mellow for the Christmas season. Greece, it's Christmas time. Silver bells, ding-a-ling. It's Christmas time in the Tokas. So try to watch yourself. I try. You know, I get a little weird. I admit it sometimes, and I apologize for that. The station puts up with me a little bit. I think, well, you know, because we're wacky. But every now and then, they speak to me. They understand, and I mean, nobody here is cruel to me or anything. They understand that I'm the victim of an unusual childhood, which may, in essence, be responsible for some of my creative juices, but by the same token, it's responsible for some of my weirder ones. And I'll be the first to admit it. You know, you really are the product of your upbringing. My parents were just weird. That's all. Weird. I bear them no ill will. Oh, I'm always talking about my daddy. You know, he's weird, but I'll be honest with you. Mom was a little weird, too. You see, as much as Daddy wanted me to get out there and get into mischief, Mom always tried to protect me. And she, as a matter of fact, I think maybe she caused the more psychological damage in my life. That's why I'm such a hobomaniac, because I got a late start. Mom told me, you're never going to believe this. Maybe some women tell their sons this, but my mother told me, said, boy, when you get out with women and you start to messing with them, you watch out. I said, why, Mom? She said, you just watch out, boy. Because I don't know if you know how a woman's constructed, but she's got teeth down there, and she bites you right off. I said, watch it. Mama said, that's right, boy. Teeth. Big old sharp, nasty teeth. You get to messing with you and chomp, chomp, chomp. I said, oh, God, don't even say that, Mama. Don't even. She said, well, all right, boy. And I believed it. I believed it in all my stupidity. And I went through my high school years and my college years. Oh, I get close to women, yes. And I'm a normal, healthy adult male. We'd kiss, we'd hug. But when the moment of truth came, I think of them big teeth. And I think, oh, God, no, 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 no. And that's, I think, why I'm weird today. As a matter of fact, it lasted all the way till I was married to Estelle. Till I was married to Estelle. You know, and on our wedding night, she was all excited. She had on her nice perfume and her nightie, and she held me close. I said, no, I can't. I'm afraid. The teeth, I don't want to get bit off. It's awful. She said, the teeth, and I blubberingly told her what my mother had told me, and I cried. She said, oh, you poor boy. I can't believe you believe a thing like that. There ain't no teeth. I said, there ain't no teeth. You promise there ain't no teeth? She said, look, I'll show you. Take a look. And sure enough, I took a look. She said, you don't see any teeth, do you? I said, well, no. But it's no wonder. Look at the condition of those gums.
I know there's a lot of you culture... Okay.